Hey, I don't know about you, but I was on the fence about the need for this whole Iran war thing until the media taught me to be afraid of the rise of a fearsome new Iranian-backed terror group unleashing havoc on London ambulances?
It's around 1:45 hours today. We were called by the London Fire Brigade to report of a fire on Highfield Road, Golders Green. CCTV footage appears to show three people in hoods pouring accelerant onto the vehicles before igniting them and fleeing.
In the early hours of the morning, in a North London side street, three figures approach a parked ambulance. Moments later, it's in flames and they're on the run, all of it captured on CCTV.
While this has not been declared a terrorist incident at this stage, the investigation is now being led by counter-terrorism policing, with all the specialist expertise they bring and all lines of inquiry remain open.
So certainly we've seen a very significant increase in our work involved with foreign state activity, particularly around that top three of Iran, Russia and China.
The chief police officer in the country says Iranian state threats are on the increase. Obviously, we saw the attack on the Jewish charity ambulances. But again, is this stating the obvious, Kevin?
Are you scared yet? Well, thankfully, the crack officers over at the London Metropolitan Police have already arrested two men in connection with this dastardly terror incident. And while we all breathlessly await the results of that investigation, it turns out that a new terror group has spontaneously emerged from the soil, claiming responsibility for the attacks.
A previously unknown group has suddenly emerged in Europe, claiming responsibility for a series of attacks on Jewish institutions across the continent and raising new questions about possible links to Iran-aligned militant networks. The group, calling itself Ashab al-Yamim, has claimed responsibility for three separate incidents this week. The first was the bombing of a synagogue in Liège on Monday. Two further attacks followed, one in Greece on Wednesday, and another on Friday involving an arson attack on a synagogue in Rotterdam. The group appears to have emerged suddenly. Analysts note that there is no clear record of its existence prior to these attacks. Unusually, it also does not appear to operate its own Telegram or social media channels, something that militant groups typically establish immediately in order to distribute propaganda and claim responsibility.
That report raised a number of interesting questions about what's really going on here, but there's no time to think. There's terror hysteria to promote. I mean, as that report notes, it's not just arson attacks on abandoned ambulances in London that injured no one. It's also arson attacks on Jewish targets throughout Europe that have injured no one. I mean, just look at this B-roll footage of a scorched drainpipe at a Jewish school in Amsterdam. I mean, this is an all-out assault. And yes, as that previous report mentioned, it is now confirmed. There has been an anonymous video posted to some Telegram channel that claims responsibility for these attacks. Well, there you have it. You've seen it for yourself. A terror group has spontaneously emerged from the soil over the past month to start committing a string of arson attacks that have injured no one across Europe. And they're posting those videos on some random Telegram channel, so you know it's true. Case closed. Or maybe not. Yes, folks. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com. Welcome to this edition of Propaganda Watch. It's been a couple of years since we had a Propaganda Watch, and I have more or less retired that series, but I have to at least bring it out of mothballs to cover this particular subject, because I don't know if you've seen this over the course of the past few weeks, but this is just the most blatant attempt to gin up a terror hysteria that I've seen since the good old days, by which I mean the bad old days of the war of terror in the wake of 9/11. And things are perhaps even more ridiculous at this point than they were 20, 25 years ago. And this seems like a case in point. And I don't know if just the evidence that you've seen so far hasn't gotten your spidey sense tingling, then perhaps it is not well tuned. So let's unpack this story today. And I suppose the first way to start unpacking a story like this is, who is hyping this up? Who is presenting this evidence and claiming it to be worthy of your time and attention? Well, let's start drilling down on some of the sources from which this latest terror hysteria is emerging. And one of the early hypers of this dastardly new terrorist group, at least in the English language media, is Joe Truesman. And who is Joe Truesman, you might ask? Well, it turns out he is a senior editor and research analyst at FDD's Long War Journal, who is focused primarily on Palestinian armed groups and non-state actors in the Middle East. FDD, the FDD's Long War Journal. Where have I heard about the FDD recently? But we don't have to take it from that, or even from Stephen McIntyre, who people will remember, hopefully, if they've been following the climate story as I have, as Climate Audit, aka one of the people who completely deconstructed and eviscerated the Michael Mann hockey stick lie. Well, he's also eviscerating other lies, and he points out that the most definitive White House statement purporting to justify the Israel-U.S. war on Iran was its March 2nd, 2026 statement titled, "The Iranian Regime's Decades of Terrorism Against American Citizens." And if you follow that link to that post, you can see all of these examples of Iranian dastardly terrorism against U.S. Forces and sources over the course of the past few decades. But as it turns out, that entire document was plagiarized almost word for word from a June 19th, 2025 post by Zvi Khan, who works for was former AIPAC employee, who works for a think tank, the FDD, which was founded, quote, "to provide education to enhance Israel's image in North America." So there's a pro-war Zionist-funded think tank that was literally word for word behind that post. Oh yeah, that FDD, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. And if you want more information about that organization, the plagiarism which was involved in the White House's press statement about Iranian terror attacks on the U.S., and where this organization is getting its funding and support, you can read this extensive article on the subject from the Gray Zone, "Trump White House Plagiarized Iran War Manifesto from Israel-Aligned Think Tank," which goes into some detail on the subject, including how the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies is a pro-war think tank with close ties to Israeli intelligence, which was originally founded to enhance Israel's image. Surprise, surprise. So yes, lots and lots more specific information about that organization in this article. But let's put it on the table. The FDD Long War Journal and Joe Truesman reporting on this group. And he was right there on the scene within 24 hours of the first hint of a whiff of the existence of this brand new terror group, which has spontaneously arisen in the wake of this Iran war to threaten Europe and European Jewry with these spectacular and so far completely harmless terror attacks, these arson attacks on abandoned ambulances and empty buildings. So this was the article that they ran with on the FDD Long War Journal the day after the announcement of this group came to the attention of the world. Purported Iran-backed group claims responsibility for attacks in Belgium and Greece. You'll note that even the FDD is forced to use purported in their headline, because yes, it is purported. And by whom? Well, as they go on to state here in the article, on March 11th, a group called the Islamic Movement of the Companions of the Right, IMCR, a previously unknown organization, claimed responsibility for detonating a bomb against a synagogue in Liege, Belgium on March 9th. And it goes through some of the talk about that explosion that occurred in front of the synagogue of Liege, damaging windows across the street, but resulting in no injuries. And then it says later that day, a statement seemingly published by IMCR called on the warriors of Islam to defend their religion. All right. Interesting. Okay. A video emerged on social media that showed masked men apparently detonating an explosive. And then they note that FDD's Long War Journal could not verify the original source of the statement and video. Telegram channels linked to the Axis of Resistance, a Tehran-directed network of terrorist groups spanning Lebanon, Gaza, Iraq, Yemen, and historically Syria. Interesting asterisk there. Widely disseminated the publications. And okay, so could not verify the original source, but anyway, it was posted on some Telegram channel that we've decided is linked to these terror groups. And then it gets even more juicy. A second video linked to IMCR emerged on the March 11th, seemingly showed two individuals running away from an apparent blast. The footage is captioned with the message that a Zionist was targeted in Greece on March 11th. Unlike the bombing in Liege, there was no open source evidence of suspected acts of terrorism that occurred in Greece on the date that the video claimed. Long War Journal also could not verify the source of the video. So far, this is a breathless report about some group that may or may not exist that suddenly emerged, and there's videos claiming to take responsibilities for bombings that may or may not have happened, and that we can't even prove took place, let alone the source of the video. Okay, great. Crack journalism there. I'm so glad that the Long War Journal is there to keep us abreast of these events as they are developing. And of course, it was Joe Trisman in the Long War Journal who continued this reporting in the wake of the spectacular London abandoned ambulance arson attack. Iran-linked group claims arson attacks in Antwerp and London. This coming from March 24th. So a shadowy Iran-linked organization called Ashab al-Yamin, I guess they've changed from IMCR, claimed responsibility for setting a vehicle ablaze in Antwerp's Jewish quarter. And the day before, the group said it was behind an arson attack on four ambulances owned by a Jewish nonprofit in London, which is part of a growing number of claims of attacks by Ashab al-Yamin. A video made by Ashab al-Yamin and disseminated on pro-Iran Axis of Resistance Telegram channels on Monday claimed responsibility for the arson attack on Appelmansstraat, one of Antwerp's notable thoroughfares. And then it goes on to say that local media reports about an arson attack in Antwerp added credibility to Ashab al-Yamin's claim of responsibility. Really? Did they? Well, as they say, law enforcement arrested two minors suspected of being involved in the incident, and the report added that a judge was requested for, quote, international arson at night and for participation in the activities of a terrorist group. Wait, what? Who? What? A judge was who requested this judge? And where is this quote coming from? International arson at night? Oh, intentional arson. Sorry, I was reading that totally wrong. Intentional arson at night. Very different than at day. And for participation in the activities of a terrorist group. Okay, man, I'm sold. Anyway, let's keep in mind that this deadly terrorist group first emerged earlier this month. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, and is now claiming responsibility for all these attacks that may or may not be happening. Well, there are some things that we can say about this narrative. Low-key over on X has this to say. It is worthy of note that the group which is claiming responsibility for the burning of ambulances last night refers to Palestine as the land of Israel. It does so in both English and Arabic, which is particularly unusual. Yes. Yes, that is particularly unusual for a so-called Muslim terror group calling Palestine the land of Israel. That does seem odd. And hey, do you notice anything else odd about this? Like the fact we have some English and we have some Arabic. We don't have Persian, which you would expect some Farsi if you're going to have an Iranian-backed group doing all of this, right? Maybe there's some other interesting details about what has been posted so far that we can pick up on. Well, for that, let's turn to a very important, a great summary article on this by Craig Murray over at craigmurray.org.uk. The London ambulances attack. Of course, it was a false flag. And let's cut to the chase on this one. He says, the organization that conveniently for the Zionist narrative immediately claimed responsibility for the attack is Harakat Ashab al-Yamin al-Islamia. This is a group which simply did not exist until the U.S. and Israeli attack on Iran, when it suddenly appeared fully formed and started causing small incidents of property damage to Jewish communities in Belgium and the Netherlands. From day one of its appearance, Israeli-backed think tanks and security groups instantly claimed to have linked it to Iranian militias. And he goes on specifically to tout regular Israeli security service outlet Joe Truesman of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy for servicing these claims in English anyway. The first online evidence of the existence of the group was on 9th of March. Well, actually 11th, according to the FDD report. On 16th of March, the entire Israeli Hasbara machinery in coordination went into overdrive on Harakat Ashab al-Yamin. Israel's diaspora ministry issued a statement. So did Israel's MFA. So did the Institute of National Security Studies. So did BICOM, the British Israel Communications and Research Center, all on the same morning, at a time when Harakat Ashab al-Yamin had done nothing except allegedly start a small fire in Rotterdam. No, nothing fishy going on there. He points out the low-key tweet that we just looked at about the very strange land of Israel. And he goes on to point out the other strange thing is that the allegedly Iranian group doesn't use Farsi. Iranians don't speak Arabic, nor would any Iranian government-aligned group ever talk of the land of Israel in Farsi. To add further to this, the group's published logo appears to be AI-generated, and the Arabic lettering on it is wrong. Islamic is rendered incorrectly, and some of it doesn't mean anything coherent at all. It is gibberish, presumably constructed by AI, asked to produce a shield with Arabic lettering. And then he goes on to point out the interesting fact that unlike the UK media, the Zionist propaganda pumping UK media, Dutch media did ask, or at least report, a few interesting quibbles and details about this story. For example, it notes a political anthropologist, Eunice Saramifar from Amsterdam's VU University, said the group was completely unknown until this month. Based on what I have seen, this is absolutely not an organized and coherent group, he told NOS before the Zuidas explosion. Saramifar said language mistakes in statements accompanying the video suggest the makers are not native Arabic speakers and may not be part of a trained militia network. Militant network, you don't say. And it is another remarkable, happy coincidence that the group chose to attack the London ambulances just hours before Metropolitan Police Chief Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley was due to address a fundraising event for the Community Services Trust, the group which receives enormous payouts from the British Treasury for consistently exaggerating the scale of anti-Semitism in the UK. And here's the money quote from that, noted here on X. Sir Mark Rowley at the fundraiser tonight. It's too early for me to attribute last night's attack in Golders Green to the Iranian state. That's for our counterterrorism teams to determine through that investigation. But whoever is responsible, the impact is serious. And then Craig Murray finishes up with the note for the heart of thinking. To believe this is a false flag, it is not in any way necessary to believe that the ambulance organization itself was complicit. Whether or not the ambulances were new, old, or decommissioned is irrelevant to the bigger picture. It is certainly true that the ambulance service has for years done a good job and does not only help Jewish people. There is nothing sinister or wrong about the existence of the ambulance service. I am unhesitating in condemning all attacks on the Jewish community in the UK, including those perpetrated by Mossad. And that seems the operative part. Yes, I think Craig Murray's assessment, at least given what we know so far, is by far the soundest assessment of this I have seen. Of course, this is a false flag. This is not a spontaneous terror group that's raging righteous havoc in the name of the Iranian people. It is a completely fictitious, generated thing that has been ginned up by intelligence agencies of some sort. And it doesn't even take much. Light a couple of fires and then have a coordinated media freak out over the fires that your agents have lit. That's all it seems to take in order to gin up a completely fictitious terror hysteria, which presumably may be leading towards bigger false flags in the future. Maybe we're just seeing the creation of the legend in intelligence speak, meaning the backstory that explains the existence of a group or an individual or an enemy agent of some sort. And once that legend has been established, you saw what they did with this string of attacks, and then the big one very much could be part of this, unless and until, of course, the public immediately sees through this and starts calling it for what it is: terror hysteria that makes no sense from the story that we're being, that's being shoved down our throats about it. And if there is any bright spot in this, it is that at least so far in the various comments of the various YouTube videos and articles that have been posted about this, it has been overwhelming people calling this out as false flag terror hysteria rather than something that we need to be shaking in our boots about. But still, maybe not enough. Maybe not enough people are speaking up about this in advance. While this is still just little fires being set here and there that have injured no one, maybe this is the time to be calling it out for the self-evident nonsense that it is, so that when something more spectacular happens, we know who to blame. And here is the perhaps the most important underlying part of this. Of course, when the big spectacular terror event, or if the big spectacular terror event happens, and they want you to rally around the flag, whichever flag, and support, well, now you see what they did. Now we got to go get them, guys. When and if and as that happens, that is the calculus upon which the entire war of terror rests. And we have to change that calculus. And by that, I mean that the calculation is, of course, whenever some great security failure, catastrophe, terror event happens, the state benefits from that. No matter whether it's a real terror incident or a fake one, but it's easier to gin up a fake one. But whatever type of incident it is, it gives the state more power because they get to say, hey, look, we don't have total control. We don't have all the money. We don't have all of the power over you yet. And that's why this failure happened. We need more power. We need more control. We need to eviscerate more of your rights to keep you safe. We all know that that is the calculation upon which this all rests. So we have to state clearly and upfront and on the record and in a wide-ranging movement on all sectors, hanging banners from overpasses and everything else, every other way that we can organize and get the word and the message out that the calculation has changed. We will no longer ever support more power and more money to the state in the event of some terrible failure on their part. No, if there is any incident whatsoever, real, fake, ginned up, imagined, provoked, whatever it is, whether it's the FBI and its 18 million schemes that we've seen over the past couple of decades of them literally handing explosives and money and funding and training to complete idiots who can't tie their own shoelaces and then busting them just in time. Well, if they try that and, oh my God, you saw the incredible terror incident they were able to pull off immediately, the calculation, in fact, in advance, we have to make sure that the calculation is known. Any failure on the part of the security services doesn't mean you get more power. It doesn't mean you get more funding. It doesn't mean you get to eviscerate more rights. It means the social contract, which we never signed, is null and void. We do not comply. We do not give you any more power. We do not concede any more of our rights to you who have demonstrated your failure time and time and time again. We have to say to the state in advance of the next terror hysteria, you're fired. If you fail, you're fired. And in that regard, it doesn't matter, I suppose, whether it's completely true and real, absolute real terror that's taking place, or whether it's ginned up false flag, intelligence agency provoked terror. The calculation is the same. You fail, quote unquote, and you're fired. We do not comply. You do not get any more of our energy, our resources. You do not get to steward over our rights. That has to be not just James Corbett, not just people who listen to the Corbett Report, but on a wide scale, the public has to make it known that that is the calculation in advance, because the entire terror hysteria rests on the other calculation. Oh, there was a failure, therefore we benefit. No, 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 no. There was a failure, therefore you're fired. I hope that the resourceful people out in the audience will be able to memeify that in a way that will catch on with the general public. Anyway, this is just an addition to Propaganda Watch, so I can show you in real time as this false flag is being perpetrated what that looks like and how the media all joins in to try to make something real that is clearly not real. Lots of information for today, and so as always, please go to CorbettReport.com for the show notes where you'll find all of the links to everything that I'm talking about today, and I am looking forward to hearing your feedback on this. So Corbett Report members, as always, invited to log in and leave your take on this in the comment section at CorbettReport.com, but that's going to do it for today. I'm James Corbett. Thank you for investing your time in today's exploration. I'm looking forward to talking to you again in the near future. We all know the story of Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda.
Bin Laden was responsible for today's attack.
So often was that story repeated in the wake of 9/11 that the hypnotized public forgot that it was, at base, just that. A story.
If they didn't have an Osama bin Laden out there, they'd invent one.
In False Flags, The Secret History of Al-Qaeda, you will learn the truth behind that story and uncover the lies that led to the War of Terror.
Our war on terror begins with Al-Qaeda, but it does not end there.
Watch the documentary for free at CorbettReport.com/Al-Qaeda or support the filmmaker and purchase the documentary on DVD at NewWorldNextWeek.com.